London police, invited to the embassy by Ecuador's ambassador, literally carried Assange out and took him into custody Thursday. Assange was arrested for violating a June 2012 British warrant. But the U.S. indictment stems from one of the largest breaches of classified information in U.S. history. In 2010, WikiLeaks released a vast cache of U.S. military records from its wars in Iraq and Afghanistan that documented civilian casualties. It also contained the assessments of suspected terrorists held by the United States at its prison in Guantanamo, Cuba, and 250,000 secret State Department cables. The U.S. accused Assange of conspiring with former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to access U.S. Defense Department computers. Speaking Thursday in London, Assange's lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, insisted Assange was a working journalist and the United States is persecuting him for doing his job.
This sets a dangerous precedent for all media organizations and journalists in Europe and elsewhere around the world. This precedent means that any journalist can be extradited for prosecution in the United States for having published truthful information about the United States.
But U.S. prosecutors focused on Assange's conspiring to illegally access top-secret information, not its publication. Actions not covered by U.S. laws protecting press freedoms. London police confirmed Assange was arrested in relation to an extradition warrant on behalf of the United States. Assange's lawyers say they will fight that extradition. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.